All right. Okay.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I went and seen the doctor the other day, Rhonda.
Wow.
I even saw it. The doctor.
Yeah.
He said, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what? Like bacon and burgers? He said, no, fatty. Don't eat anything.
Oh, yes. No. They're all coming back to me now. Yeah.
That is bad. All.
Billy's joke book.
We should get Miguel to do his one.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've got another one for you.
Yeah,
have we got time?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Why not? It was Valentine's Day the other day.
It was Valentine's Day.
Was that with an M or an N, Bill?
Oh, Tynes or whatever it is. I don't agree with it because probably on your own you don't, do you? But I booked a table for my wife and I on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yes. Hang on, I overtold it, Rhonda. I booked a table on Valentine's Day for my wife and I.
Valentine's.
When we got there, she was really, really disappointed. I'd forgotten she doesn't like playing snooker.
Oh,
first show of the year, and you've just given that.
That's Kevy. Kev sent that in.
We
That's
were going
terrible,
pretty
Kev.
Strong until we were off your abs.
That was good.
And you've done that. You've dropped the anchor on the ship early, Bill.
Here we go. Sam Blank, Boom Wah. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rhonda, great to see you. You're a bloody star.
Help me. I love you, Billy.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, Daisy.
Woo! See you tomorrow, Daisy.
Same
Thanks, bat time.
In the bank.
Same bat channel. Thanks, Rabs.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Still no sponsor. We've got to get a sponsor for that.
We'll get a sponsor. What about Grilled? I look across the road here and I see Healthy Burgers Grilled.
I think if this segment was any good, Bill, it probably would have a sponsor, but hit us with it.
My wife was furious when I told her I put ginger in our curry. She loved that cat.
Oh, and that's again.
That is very good. I see the Collingwood girls still here laughing. They loved it.
They didn't understand it.
Sharer and Rose, Rowie, Rose Gold.
Very good.
Sarah and Aisling.
Sarah and Aisling. Hey, tomorrow, hey Miguel. That'd be great to have a chat to him and Shawnee. He's a star,
superstar. All the North.
Anyway,
Melbourne
6 o'clock
fan.
Tomorrow night. The Rush Hour 2020. Bill and Daisy without Jim.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
For the Cremorne Hotel?
Grilled healthy burgers. Now, you got to listen this, Daisy, because it's a very good one, this one, okay? Every time I took a girlfriend home to meet my mum, she made it very clear she didn't like the girl. And she thought she wasn't good enough for me. We've all had mums like that, haven't we, Daze?
We
have.
Especially
you with that last girlfriend. Sometimes it was her looks, sometimes her interests, and sometimes even the sound of her voice. One day, I was so tired of it, I decided I would find a girl that would look like my mother. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, mate.
Have the same interests as my mother and would even sound like my mother. And against all odds, you wouldn't believe it, Daze, against all odds, I found her, made her fall in love with me, and I took her home to meet mum. And guess what?
What, mate?
My dad hates her.
Very good.
Ah, very
That's
good.
One of your better ones.
That's not bad, is it?
That's better from you.
Yeah, thank you, Daze. Tomorrow, Bridget DeClos in studio. She is a star. We love Bridge. What else is happening?
Giveaway 2 double four-day passes to the Australian Grand Prix, so tune in for that.
6 p.m. tomorrow. It's a great show. Now, we've got an opener for your joke, all right, Manuel? So wait for the opener, and then we want one of the best jokes, okay? Here we go.
In the day of the laugh, this is Miguel's joke.
Oh, there you go.
I got three little jokes.
Oh.
So I chose the small ones because if I say a long one, nobody will understand anything.
Yeah. Right.
So the first one is a cooking one. This one is for you, Sarah. What did the cheese say to himself in the mirror?
I don't know. What did
he say? Hello, me.
Hello, me.
Oh, like halloumi.
Halloumi.
Oh, halloumi. Very good.
Get the punchline right. It's a halloumi. Halloumi, yes.
The second one is for you, Billy Brown, 1967. The second one is for you.
Yeah.
This is a chef one.
Yeah.
One chef tell other, I just burned 2,000 calories in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the other chef say, oh my God, how you done this? And the chef say, I forgot to take the brownies out of the oven.
Just laugh, Daisy, laugh. And number three, and then that's it.
Number three. Yeah. This is for you, Peter, because I know you love this drink and it's your favorite one. What is the Mexican guy do to his wife when he's really thirsty? Why does he push it out of the balcony?
I know, but...
Tequila!
Oh, no, no.
But not when he was really thirsty. What's that got to do with it? It's been good days. I think next week we've got Joey, have we?
Mm-hmm.
Joey on, that'll be good. But enjoy your week off. Anything else to report before you leave us?
Not a whole heap, mate. I'd love if you could just take me out with one of your finest.
All right. Okay.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Are you ready?
Well, I am. Let's finish on a good note. Come on.
I'll have a look at Matty over there because he knows what I've told him all before. But a father in Iraq bought his daughter a new bag.
Oh.
She said, thanks for the bag, Dad. Not bad. Not bad.
Four times you've told that.
Shut up, Matty. You shouldn't be in the studio. All right, who can drink 5 litres of... Who can drink 5 litres of petrol?
Jerry can. I think you told that on Monday.
Said that you told last that on Monday. Week.
All right, then. That's it. I've had enough. Oh, I've got to get some new jokes. Send them in on the email. But, of course, the 2020 State of Origin game tonight, Marvel Stadium, 7:50. You'll hear it right now on Triple M. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right.